LC2, Cell Phone Addiction. Listen to a radio interview about cell phone addiction. While listening, complete each sentence below in about 1 to 5 words. There is an example, 0, at the beginning. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to read the task.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's show. Today we have Kimberly, who's with us here to talk about cell phone addiction. Kimberly, could you just introduce yourself a little bit and tell us how much time each day you use your mobile phone?
Hello, I'm Kimberly. Well, I check my phone all the time while I'm waiting for the bus, on the bus, a couple of times during class and so on. I even put it under my pillow while I'm sleeping, so that I can recognize a vibration. It does mean I wake up several times a night.
So it sounds like you use your phone 24 hours a day. Why?
It helps me manage my daily life. I use apps and I stay organized with my apps. I also want to immediately answer messages when they come through.
So it's pretty important to you. Has it changed how you live?
Yeah, it's changed the way I communicate with my friends. We don't hang out anymore. We just text. It does mean misunderstandings happen more often.
So it sounds like using your phone all the time causes some problems. Are there any other problems that you have?
Oh, I definitely have difficulty concentrating at school. I feel that I get angry more often, and sometimes I even risk my own life if I'm checking messages while walking or driving.
So it sounds like it could be a bit dangerous for you sometimes using your cell phone. Do you think you suffer from a cell phone addiction?
Well, I do feel uneasy when my phone's not nearby, and I consciously use my phone even when I shouldn't. I guess I have to admit I am addicted.
So do you think that's something that you need to solve?
I could ban all technical devices, for example, from my bedroom, or I could keep a journal or a log of how often I use my phone.
That sounds difficult to do all that by yourself. Do you think you need any support from your family, perhaps?
Yeah, I'd ask my family for help, to help me set up the time restrictions or to help control my access. And maybe we could have technology-free dinner, for example.
And what about your friends? You said you contact them a lot in the day. Do you think there's any way that your friends could support you as well?
I think we could all establish a phone-free evening a week where we don't text each other. And maybe we can say that we won't bring our phones to school anymore.
So there are lots of new ideas. What is your wish for the future?
I want to regain control of my life again and find a balance. I don't want to ban my phone, but I do want to reduce how often I use it.
Well, good luck in changing your lifestyle using your mobile phone. Thank you very much for your honesty today, Kimberly. All the best, and thanks also to our listeners. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's show. Today we have Kimberly, who's with us here to talk about cell phone addiction. Kimberly, could you just introduce yourself a little bit and tell us how much time each day you use your mobile phone?
Hello, I'm Kimberly. I check my phone all the time while I'm waiting for the bus, on the bus, a couple of times during class and so on. I even put it under my pillow while I'm sleeping so that I can recognise a vibration. It does mean I wake up several times a night.
So it sounds like you use your phone 24 hours a day. Why?
It helps me manage my daily life. I use apps and I stay organised with my apps. I also want to immediately answer messages when they come through.
So it's pretty important to you. Has it changed how you live?
Yeah, it's changed the way I communicate with my friends. We don't hang out anymore. We just text. It does mean misunderstandings happen more often.
So it sounds like using your phone all the time causes some problems. Are there any other problems that you have?
Oh, I definitely have difficulty concentrating at school. I feel that I get angry more often, and sometimes I even risk my own life if I'm checking messages while walking or driving.
So it sounds like it could be a bit dangerous for you sometimes using your cell phone. Do you think you suffer from a cell phone addiction?
Well, I do feel uneasy when my phone's not nearby, and I consciously use my phone even when I shouldn't. I guess I have to admit I am addicted.
So do you think that's something that you need to solve?
I could ban all technical devices, for example, from my bedroom, or I could keep a journal or a log of how often I use my phone.
That sounds difficult to do all that by yourself. Do you think you need any support from your family, perhaps?
Yeah, I'd ask my family for help, to help me set up the time restrictions or to help control my access. And maybe we could have technology-free dinner, for example.
And what about your friends? You said you contact them a lot in the day. Do you think there's any way that your friends could support you as well?
I think we could all establish a phone-free evening a week where we don't text each other. And maybe we can say that we won't bring our phones to school anymore.
So there are lots of new ideas. What is your wish for the future?
I want to regain control of my life again and find a balance. I don't want to ban my phone, but I do want to reduce how often I use it.
Well, good luck in changing your lifestyle using your mobile phone. Thank you very much for your honesty today, Kimberly. All the best, and thanks also to our listeners.